Just the joy and love that I've got for the game is huge. I want as many people to play the game and feel that love and joy that it gives to me. I want everyone to experience that and feel that because it's just so special.
I don't think people fully understand how amazing the netball community is. It's like one big family, and the more people we can add to it, the more people understand how just amazing and caring every single person inside that community is, the better this place is going to be.
So many good things have happened from netball. There's just so many different parts to me, and netball's a major part in my life. Netball has just allowed me to like build that confidence, speak to different kind of people, and just believe in my ability as well.
I'm massively proud in looking back and seeing what I've been able to achieve and the support I've had from people. I'm really grateful and I'm really proud to be able to be sitting here today with the memories that I've been able to have made from the game.
When you meet resistance, and I have met resistance before in my life, being a men's netball player, being a male netball player, you need to push through that. And just having that experience from the netball court has allowed me to do that in loads of other aspects of my life.
Because of netball, I am confident, loving life, just grateful in general.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. The Netball Scotland long squad for 2024 has been announced, and Karen Atkinson, Performance Director, joins me now. I suppose the first question is, take us into that actual selection process.
Yeah, I think it was the most competitive selection process to date for Scotland, and I think it's often tough with your home nations, and you've got a much smaller pool of athletes to choose from. So you often don't get a lot of change at the top end, but we've done a lot of work with our pathway over the last 12 to 18 months. And it's really seeing some of the athletes step up, but also the caliber of athletes coming through the system and then pushing for places in the senior squad is much stronger. And that's, you know, alongside Tamsin Greenway, who's been working with the Thistles over the last 3 to 4 years in preparation for the World Cup. The other focus at the same time was to just really build our pathway, have more quality training and competition opportunities for them so that we could be in this position to have much harder selection decisions for the senior programme.
And people like Erin, Yasmin and Anna from the pathway have been named as part of it. So it just goes to show their development.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've, you know, we've had probably a lot more fluid system up in Scotland over the last couple of years. So those athletes have been in and around the senior environment. They would have been invited into certain training sessions, which Tamsin would have been delivering. They can see the standard that they're aiming for and they're exposed to it. It's not completely separate. It's a lot more integrated. So, yeah, they've been knocking on the door for a little while. And then at the selection, you know, the selection day that we had, the more formal one, even though it doesn't solely go off that day, it goes off the kind of whole season or the four-year cycle leading into it, they really stood up and performed and showed why they should be in the main Thistle squad, you know, above, you know, maybe some other players that were putting their hand up.
I mean, speaking of which, the two Kerrises and Hannah were at the World Cup as well, weren't they?
They were, yeah. And they, you know, previously they've been in our Scotland A group, and, you know, how we've structured it is the Scotland A athletes that are kind of there and thereabouts. They're almost ready to play Thistles, but you know, they can be elevated and they can be selected for Thistles tours or the major competitions like Commonwealth and the World Cup. And that's what those three did. You know, they really stuck their hand up just through their training ethic, their performances. And yeah, we're really, really valuable members of the squad. So that now they're fully elevated into the Thistles group.
Take us into what it was like for you when people like Lucy, Charlotte, Zara and Felicity got that information from you, got that call from you or Tamsin with the news that being selected.
You know, our athletes receive an email all together at the same time so that can process it in the way that they want to, you know, whether that's with excitement or disappointment. And then we follow up with calls or feedback or one-to-ones after that. But yeah, I know, you know, just from speaking to some of the other selectors and the coaching staff, how excited a lot of the athletes were, whether they have jumped straight from under 21s into the Thistles group or been elevated to Scotland A or gone from Scotland A to Thistles. So yeah, it definitely doesn't get old, and you know, just shows the pride the athletes have in representing Scotland.
Some of the established players named in that list as well, it just gives Scotland and fans of the national side in general just that confidence moving forward into the new year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. And the you know, the only kind of, we've had a retirement, obviously, in Claire Maxwell, who's been a stalwart for the Thistles for many years. And, you know, and we've had some departures, like Lindsay Gallagher's had long-term injury, and Caitlin Pringle, and they are stepping away from the programme to enjoy playing club netball and making sure that they can get themselves in a really good place mentally and physically. So there are some names, you know, kind of key experience names that are not there. But I think what we've done over the last few years is just develop the experience a bit broader. So, you know, having the likes of Iona and Hannah Layton in there, just quality players. And, you know, we've got a lot of other players who are really stepping up, and their performances are exciting, you know, like an Emma Love, Hannah Grant, you know, and we've still got the likes of Emily Nicol in there. So I think the strength in depth is really exciting. And the fact that the age profile of the group, they could go for at least a couple more cycles collectively if they have the appetite to do so.
Can we have a quick word on the news that Jess has got another 4 years? What do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I read, you know, probably like most people via social media. And, you know, I think it's, you know, coaching is an exceptionally tough gig. And I think, you know, to do one full cycle and, you know, maybe two full cycles as an international coach is probably about par. So, that you know, the fact that she's got another 4 years to see how she can build with, you know, some of the younger players having opportunities. And I know there's, you know, there's a lot of chat around social media about some of those players maybe should have got opportunities sooner, but now they're right in the mix. So it's, I think it's an opportunity to see what they can do on a regular, consistent basis internationally.
The recruitment for the new Netball Scotland head coach following that departure at Tamsin will begin in early 2024.
Yeah, that's the plan. So obviously, you know, really it was tough news for the players and also tough for Tamsin to step down from that role, because, you know, she really wanted to take it further, but, you know, that's just not possible at this stage. And, you know, the players understand that. And then we took the decision, one, at the start of a 4-year cycle, there was no need to rush into that and just suddenly recruit somebody just for the sake of it. And then, you know, also along with the announcement about the Super League retendering and Super League professionalisation next year, we just wanted to wait till early 2024, take our time, get the right person, and then that person can kind of start leading post the domestic season in 2024. So, you know, really build through the summer next year.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.